Marriage Today presents The Mountaintop of Marriage by Jimmy and Karen Evans.
I'm Jimmy Evans. This is my wife, Karen. We want to welcome you to this special resource for those of you who have purchased The Mountaintop of Marriage or you're wanting to have a vision retreat. Hopefully, you've purchased the resource, The Mountaintop of Marriage, because that's what we're going to be talking about, is to help you to prepare for your vision retreat. Now, Karen, when we had our first vision retreat, mm-hmm. we've had many now over the years, but when we had our first vision retreat, it really was one of the most transforming things we ever did for our marriage.
It really was. And, you know, we like to encourage everybody that even though it may seem a little unnerving not to know what you're going to do or how it's going to end up, that, you know, it's something that you and I just step in with faith because someone had told us it worked for them. Mm-hmm. And even though it was a little scary, it ended up being one of the best things we've ever done.
Yeah, and we had tension mm-hmm. when we went into our first, vision retreat. Mm-hmm. We had some tension areas in our marriage, and one was my schedule. Mm-hmm. I was very, very busy in ministry, and there we, you know, had some, you know, we didn't fight like cats and dogs over the issue, but that plus money
yes.
and plus some kids issues.
Uh-huh.
And they were kind of running issues in our marriage that we never really found resolution for until we had a vision retreat. Mm-hmm. And so let me just tell you for just a minute where this all came from, because a friend of mine named David Smith, he and his wife Linda, really of all the friends that I've ever had, David and Linda probably had the best marriage except for us of anyone that I ever met. And we were one day riding in the car together with a group of guys. We were on our way to play golf. And David was one of those kind of guys that he, you know, he would talk about, you know, Linda, his wife, and their marriage and just glowing terms all the time. You know, some guys kind of, you know, maybe talk in negative terms about their wife or their marriage or things like that. But he was so positive. And we were talking and he said, Linda and I are going to go next week on our vision retreat. And I said, what's a vision retreat? And he said, you've never been on a vision retreat. I said, I don't know what a vision retreat is. And I was at their church that weekend doing a marriage seminar. And Karen and I were going to get away the next week to be together. And he said, my wife, Linda, and I, every year, we go on a vision retreat 3 or 4 days. They had 5 children. And he said, we go away for 3 or 4 days. And in the morning times, we pray and we talk and we get what we believe is God's direction for our marriage for the next year and for each of our children individually, as well as our finances, our schedules, our priorities, our sex life, everything. And it really blew me away. It first of all blew me away because, you know, marriage is what I did and what we did, and I'd never heard of it. But as a pastor, many years earlier, because I've been in the ministry now 27 years, I read a book when I came into the ministry about the importance of vision. See, Amos 3:3 says, how can two people walk together unless they first agree? Well, you know, marriage is really the longest journey that we have in life related to a personal relationship with another person. In other words, a marriage ought to be able to last 50, 60, 70 years. And so when you're not in agreement on key issues in marriage, you can't walk together. In other words, it doesn't mean you're going to have to get a divorce, even though it could. But what it means is there's just a lot of anger and frustration and fighting along the way. And with Karen and I, when David told me about the vision retreat, you know, we decided to do it that next week when we were getting away. And so when you're preparing, and this is some of the things that we want to talk to you about in this special resource, as you're preparing to get away for your vision retreat, just begin to pray. Pray for yourself. And as you go on the vision retreat, if you have specifically some areas of conflict that you've been dealing with, see, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. Literally what it means is, when you don't see where you're going, you can't stay together. Where there is no vision, it means a common vision. The word division means two visions. And so when you're fighting and when you just simply are not able to get along, it just means the husband has a vision, the wife has a vision. He has a vision for the money, she has a vision for the money. She has a vision for the kids, he has a vision for the kids, so on and so forth. And so you're kind of pulling in two separate directions. Then you get into a battle of wills as to whose vision is going to win. You know, is it going to be his vision or her vision? You know, it ought to be God's vision. It shouldn't be either person. And see, this is the beautiful thing about marriage the way God designed it. In the animal kingdom, every animal on earth that I can think of, that I know of, the entire species is based on dominance. Dominant males, dominant females, or whatever. The human race is the only species on the earth where we can relate not based on dominance. Because when we come together and we submit our individual wills to the will of God, then it creates this beautiful, wonderful harmony of marriage. That's what David and Linda taught us to do. As David was telling me, you know, rather than him dominating the relationship or Linda dominating the relationship, every single year they got together and they went on their trip and they prayed. And this is what I want to just impress on you. Before you go on your vision retreat, pray and humble yourself. And don't focus on your spouse. Don't let your vision retreat. And there may be some conflict now that happens on your vision retreat. And that doesn't mean it's not going to be a good vision retreat. It's hopefully you can work through the conflict. But Karen and I had conflict on our first vision retreat and other vision retreats that we've had because a specific issue that would come up that we had been, you know, tense about or maybe even arguing about off or on. But what we decided was this. We were going to talk about this and pray about this until we believed we had God's mind on the subject. Well, obviously, when you're trying to get God's mind on an issue, you want to know what the Bible has to say. You know, I mean, you need to read the Word. If you're going on your vision retreat, take your Bibles along. And if you get to a particular topic that's creating you some conflict, money or children or priorities or whatever it is, don't just let it be a battle of your wills. Let it be, submitting your will to the will of God through humility and just saying, I don't want to win this. You know, if you go on a vision retreat and the idea that you have in going on your vision retreat is, I want to win. You know, we've been fighting about this and this is my opportunity to, you know, get my spouse away for 2 or 3 days and to, you know, wear them down. That's not going to work. Is humble yourself and just say this, I don't want to win. I want God to win. I don't want this to be a marriage that I dominate. I want this to be a marriage that Jesus Christ is the Lord of. Because you'll never get along. See, God didn't create marriage to be dominated by a man or a woman. In the Garden of Eden, when God created marriage in this wonderful paradise, there was never a reference to authority except God's authority. The vying for authority really came after the fall. So before you go on your vision retreat, you just humble yourself and you just pray and say, God, prepare me. Prepare me for this time. And just, you can begin to make a list of maybe issues that you're frustrated about. You know, sometimes when your marriage may have gotten to a point where there's just been things, you know, accumulating for 10 or 15 years, you may feel like, you know, you've got this big elephant that you've got to deal with, you know, on your vision retreat. But someone said one time, the way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Don't be overwhelmed by the problems that you have. Just one bite at a time. Talk about one issue at a time. And don't, you know, go on your vision retreat and begin your vision retreat by accusing your spouse, by angry words toward your spouse. Speaking the truth in love, the Bible says, we grow up. You humble yourself. You submit yourself to the will of God. And you prepare your spirit in such a way that says, I'm going to be honest with my spouse, and I'm going to allow my spouse to be honest. And this is so important. You really can't have a successful vision retreat if you're not going to allow your spouse to be honest. In other words, you're defensive. And so make yourself a list of the issues that are important to you. And then say to your spouse, say to each other, I want you to make a list, and I'm going to allow you to speak to me about these issues. And we're going to speak nice to each other, and we're going to pray about these things. And when we pray, we're going to pray that God would give us His mind, that God would give us His will. Now, our testimony of our vision retreats over the years has been, it's the most transforming thing that we've ever done for our marriage. Except for just surrendering our marriage to God when we almost divorced over 30 years ago. When David and Linda told us about this vision retreat and we went on it the next week, we had been arguing about the issue of money just off and on. In fact, money was probably the most tense subject in our home because Karen and I saw money differently. We didn't see eye to eye. We didn't have a common vision. And then we had the kids and we had my schedule and issues like that. And as we began to go on our vision retreat and we began to discuss those three issues, it was transforming what happened. Now, Karen, let's talk for just a minute, because give your version, because when we went on, that was 20 some odd years ago that we took our first vision retreat. Now, tell your side. When we went on that first vision retreat, say, how did it impact you and how did you feel about it?
Well, beginning, it was very scary for me because you were dominant. And, you know, it was one of those, I'm going to win things. And, you know, and so I was, you know, a little apprehensive of what was going to, you know, end up like, you know, are you going to, like you said, get your way? And so that point was excellent to make, that this really is where you both come in humble and no expectations. Mm-hmm. And so because you said God was going to be our, you know, who we went to as the source, it was like kind of freeing from the very beginning. That no matter how big the problems were, I knew God was bigger. And if God was the one that came into the situation and helped us both, you know, immediately my defenses were, you know, down. And so, but I love the way that you approached the situation. You were very humble. You were very, you know, we're just going to pray. We're going to come together and talk about these issues. How do you feel? What do you feel like God's saying? And until we can come into an agreement, well, we won't make a decision. And you said, if we can't agree, then we'll come back to it later, because it's like you said, there was no forcing anything. And then you also said, and we're going to have fun after that. And it was like, okay, that's a big deal, you know, because you don't want it to be a work situation where you're not enjoying each other and just all this tension and fear. You just want to know that you're going to come together, discuss some things with God in the middle, and then you're going to enjoy each other. After those times. And what happens, especially as for a woman, because we love communication so much, is, you know, just talking about it and not having the defenses, it was so freeing for both of us. Mm-hmm. And I remember the fun that we had after that was like some of the best fun, because there wasn't that tension.
Well, and when we went home afterwards, I mean, we had never had that level of peace and lack of conflict in our marriage. And so not just on the vision retreat, but afterwards, for many months afterwards, it really made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And I also, you know, want to say that, you know, everybody's different, and the way you want to do it or the way it should be done, you know, talk about that too. There may be a certain way, a place, a situation that's more conducive to what you want to do. And so there's no right or wrong. The main thing is what you're saying is pray, you know, humble yourselves, and then find the issues that are the most important. And just deal with those. You know, it didn't have to be the whole part of your life.
Absolutely. If you've never done it before, start with the big things. Mm-hmm. And the biggest issue that it talks about in the marriage, Mountaintop of Marriage resource, is why did God put us together? You know, a lot of people never answer that question. Mm-hmm. Karen and we didn't for many years. Why did God put us together? What is our purpose? How do we want to be remembered when we die? You know, what is our family legacy? You know, what do we want to pass on to future generations? And when you answer the big questions, the little questions answer themselves. And then it goes into the issue of sex and money and schedules and priorities and serving the Lord and all those kinds of things. But, you know, Karen, when we started doing this over 20 years ago, and I started then mentioning in my marriage seminars about having a vision retreat, we didn't have this resource.
Yeah.
And Dave and Linda didn't have a resource. Mm-hmm. And people started coming to us and they said, well, tell us more about the vision retreat. Now, thousands and thousands of couples, you know, across America and possibly even around the world are doing vision retreats. And we hear testimonies constantly about lives that are being transformed. This week, I talked to a guy on the phone. And he was in his car on the way to the mountains with other couples, and they were all going up to have a kind of a vision retreat to teach them how to do vision retreat. This is a transforming discipline. And by discipline, what we mean is make this a discipline that you have on your schedule. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that you know that you need a vision retreat is you start kind of maybe you're not getting along, or you start arguing, and
or there's an impasse in a situation that you're walking through, and you just can't seem to get past the discussions.
And so we say, you know, when we have one of those issues that comes up, and after 35 years of marriage, we still do, is we say we need to have a vision retreat.
Yeah.
When we have an impasse, kind of a chronic issue that's between us, we know it's time to have a vision retreat. So make this something that you do regularly. And just as Karen said, if you've got a lot of issues that have stacked up, talk about the big ones first. And if you have to come back to it later on, to other issues later on, that's fine. But once you just start tackling one issue after the other, it's amazing how the rest of those things sometimes just kind of dissolve and you realize they weren't as big as you thought they were. Because when you start resolving the big things, the goodwill returns to the marriage. And I want to say one other thing before we go on, because Karen, you've got some questions there, actually from the resource that you're going to ask. But you know, it's never too late. If you feel as though that you're out of love, you've lost the passion in your relationship. We were out of love. We had fought so much that we were numb, and we were, you know, we were at that place of being close to splitting up when God healed our marriage. And now we have tremendous passion and intimacy in our marriage that grows every year. Don't have the thought in your mind that says, well, you know, our marriage is so humdrum. We've done this for so long, or we've made so many mistakes. You know, how do we pull out of this? This vision retreat, when you go on this vision retreat, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do everything just exactly right. But just the mere fact that you put the energy into it, and you sit down together and you submit to God and you let God be the Lord of your marriage, it will make a difference in your marriage. And every time you do it, you'll get better. Every time you do it, you'll be able to get deeper into the issues of your marriage and why God puts you together. It's really just kind of like peeling an onion. There's just layer after layer after layer. And after doing this for many years, Karen and I just continue to see more of God's will and His wonders manifest in our marriage. So let's ask some questions. This is coming from the marriage Mountaintop of Marriage resource. Karen Esley's questions.
Okay. One of the questions is, do we have to go away to have a vision retreat? And can we do this at home?
Well, we highly recommend getting away, even if it's in a camper or a tent or anything, because, you know, for most people, home means telephone, chores, you know, those kinds of things, maybe children. And we really recommend that you do everything you can to get away. For years, we would drive 30 miles to the next town and stay in a cheap motel, you know, for 48 hours because it's all we could afford. And, you know, we have wonderful memories of those times. And if you can afford something better, great. If you can't, it really is good to get away.
Okay. And does a vision retreat have to be expensive?
No, it doesn't have to be expensive. Literally, you can use a pop-up camper, anything, but it does need to be something that gets you together in a fun atmosphere. And we mentioned this earlier. Half the day, you can pray and talk. And we know we recommend the morning, but you can do it in the afternoon or the evening. It doesn't matter. But for us, in the morning when we wake up, we talk, we pray, and until about noon, we walk together and talk and exercise together. And then about noon, you know, from that point forward, we just have fun. We're just there romantically to have fun as friends. But it doesn't have to be expensive, but it needs to be fun. It needs to be something that you look forward to, and it's in an enjoyable atmosphere.
Okay. And how long should a vision retreat be?
Well, I think, you know, it probably at least 48 hours, but I would say 3 to 4 days is optimal. If you can do a week, that's fantastic. That may be unrealistic for a lot of people, but I would say 3 or 4 days. Hoffman, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you're saying, though, combine it with the fun. You know, if you're having a vacation anyway, make that part of it. And
right.
So depending on, you know, what time you set aside.
That's right.
Another question, should we take our children?
Well, you know, your children, I'm sure, are precious, but it probably is best not to. Again, because you want to create a romantic atmosphere where there aren't any distractions. And children are, you know, a full-time responsibility when they're there. So if you can, you know, a relative or a babysitter or whatever means that you have to get your children taken care of, we really do recommend that the children not be there, at least not for 3 or 4 days, even if they join you later.
Okay. And what should we take on our retreat?
Well, your Bibles is the most important thing. And again, we recommend the Mountaintop of Marriage resource that we're reading from right now because it guides you through the process. But a notebook, your Bible, maybe some worship CDs or things like that, you know, maybe some candles and, you know, some romantic things like that. What would you say?
No, of course not. You don't want to be stuck in the same room the whole time. Yeah. But, you know, each time you do it, you're going to have more ideas and more, you know,
that's right.
Each time it'll grow, you know, it'll grow into who you are and, you know, your age, the circumstances. So there's no right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's just do this, begin somewhere. And then, you know, the last question was, do we have to be stuck in the, one place? And, right. You know, so again, make this fun. You
that's
know, this
right.
is not, you know, okay, we got to do this and this and this, or we can't do this and this and this. You know, this is just getting together and coming into an agreement and praying together. I mean, first of all, you're going to be shocked just how much you're going to be set free from just getting together and putting God as your focus and praying.
That's right.
And, you know, and then the rest will just come naturally. I mean, we all know how to have fun. So.
Well, and, you know, if your marriage has gotten to the point where you're not having fun,
yeah, that's true.
It's even more of a reason
yeah.
to create a fun atmosphere. Finding something that you enjoy doing together. Let me say one other thing because there might be some couples that have never prayed together and men that are very worried about that atmosphere
mm-hmm.
of,
that's true.
You know, do I have to pray? Because I was like that mm-hmm. earlier in our marriage. And let's just say you can custom make this, you know, the way that it's most comfortable for you. But, you know, the atmosphere is the most important thing. And the atmosphere that you want to create is humility,
mm-hmm.
Open and honest communication. You're not going to pay a price for being honest.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I want to hear what you have to say, and faith in God. And we really do recommend that even if it's just the shortest prayer in the world, that you just hold hands and you pray and just say, God, we give you our marriage and we want you to show us the way. And when you pray that prayer, you know, if you can pray something more elaborate, fine. But if you've never done that, it's just like it breaks this glass ceiling that all of a sudden you're able to see things you weren't able to see before, talk about things you weren't able to talk about before. It's an atmosphere that you're trying to create. And as Karen said earlier, you know, you're going to be different. You're going to do some things differently because all of us are different. And we enjoy maybe different things. But what we recommend is you take 3 or 4 or 5 hours of the day and let that be a time of just sitting down face to face, cup of coffee, you know, glass of tea, whatever. And you're sitting there face to face talking about the things that matter. And if you have the resource, Mountaintop of Marriage resource, that you can just kind of start working through that. If you have some really important issues, you can start working through those. And the more you do it, the more it not only becomes comfortable on your vision retreat, the more it affects the way you live every single day. It's easier to talk every day when you've talked through things mm-hmm. on your vision retreat and learned how to do it. It's easier to pray every day when you've learned to pray on your vision retreat. So the Mountaintop of Marriage resource is going to take you through the preparation phase, the questions that we just asked, and then through the actual retreat itself, the major questions that we're suggesting for you, but it doesn't mean those are all the questions. You can bring specifics from your own personal situation in there, the things that you want to talk about. And then there's a monthly calendar. Once you leave the vision retreat, you can then chart your progress and say month 1, month 2, month 3. We don't want to walk away and forget these things. How are we going to hold ourselves accountable to do this with the kids? You know, we prayed about each one of the kids and we believe that God has told us that, you know, He wants to do this in each one of the kids' lives. And so we have a place in there where there's a calendar where you can say, you know, month 1, we're going to do this with each one of the kids and we're going to sit down and do this with the budget. And you can make a calendar. There's also a journal part of this that you can sit down and actually journal as time goes on, of what God is doing in your marriage and those types of things. And so we've tried to make this as comprehensive as we can to help you go through the process of having a vision retreat. And as time goes on, like we said, you can continue to expand it. You can continue to personalize it. But we highly recommend this, that you make a time every single year for 3 or 4 days that you get away and you call it this is our vision retreat. Even if it's your anniversary, even if there's another special occasion attached to it, that you make a vision retreat as a part of what you're doing. And like we said, there may be some conflict involved. There's a learning curve that's involved. It's different for every single person. But I promise you, just as the Bible says, where there's vision, people can get along. Habakkuk 2:2 says that, you know, write the vision down, that make it plain, that he who reads it may run. When you write your vision down, there's something powerful about just putting on a piece of paper what you believe that God is saying to you. Because when you write it down, Habakkuk says, when you read it, you run. It gives you energy in your marriage. You know, a lot of the reason that passion leaves a marriage is because you just don't know what you're trying to do. There's a lethargy because you don't know what you're trying to accomplish. But when you write the vision down and you read it, it brings passion and energy into the marriage. You know why God put you together. You know what your priorities are. You know what you're trying to accomplish. And all of a sudden there's an energy and there's a goodwill that's in the relationship. And so we just encourage you, write these things down, and through the year, pull this out monthly or quarterly. Pull this out, read it. Don't forget what God has spoken to you and talk about it so that you can hold each other accountable throughout the year. We hope that this is helpful for you. And Karen, why don't you pray for our friends before we close here? And we're praying God will bless you as you have your first vision retreat.
Father, we just thank you so much for the gift of your presence with us. And we just acknowledge that you are the one that we come to right now and agree with what you want for these couples. Mm-hmm. And we just say, Father, that you will be with them and that you will help them. And we know that you're a very present help in trouble mm-hmm. and in times when we're uncertain of our lives and where we're going. And Father, I just thank you that you know the path and the plan and the purposes that you have for all of us. And that you know the future, which is a good future. And so, Father, we pray for every couple listening that, first of all, there'll be a heart of repentance, that you just give them the ability to lay down their differences and to humble themselves and to forgive each other and to not lay to heart the things that have hurt them from the past so that they can go on to the future. They will be able to leave the things behind that have brought problems and trust you for the future. And, Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit to guide everyone who does this retreat together, that they would just be guided and given wisdom from the Holy Spirit of God. And that Holy Spirit, you'd be their helper, their counselor, their wisdom, their teacher. And Father, I pray for the Word of God to come alive in their hearts and to be used mightily as they discuss and talk and communicate about what is best for their marriages and their families. And Father, we just thank you for the glory that you will receive for all these families mm-hmm. who are seeking you first to find the answers to their life and their marriages. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
We do pray God's blessing on your marriage, and we just pray that your vision mm-hmm. retreat is so successful that you're able to work through all of your issues and really find God's mind for your marriage. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. This is the conclusion of the series Every Great Marriage by Jimmy Evans. For more information or additional resources by Jimmy Evans, visit the Marriage Today website at marriagetoday.com.